This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three. Those first here lately, I guess it must be because I feel okay. Seems like the show just flies by. And we're at hour number three already. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is, it's product, of course, but it's process. And if you understand the process, then your Frog Lube IQ is very, very high, which means your guns are going to run. And that's what it's all about. Check them out at froglube.com. When you are a progressive, this means that you have a huge amount of self-loathing. Not all of them share that neurosis, but progressivism is built upon this fantasy of building a perfect society, which is going to produce the perfected human, unmotivated by self-interest. It's sort of like Dune, the Cuisinart Shatterack. Does anybody remember that one? Yeah. When perfection is your goal and criticizing everything about America is your modus operandi, that makes it sort of hard to maintain a lot of self-esteem unless you go fully delusional into self-worship. Insert picture of Nancy Pelosi here. That's also a problem on the left, but probably in smaller numbers, unless you're Nancy Pelosi. How is this not self-loathing? It is, in fact, collective self-loathing, expanded now to a death wish. Coming from Medusa magazine, we have this little ditty. I don't know who wrote it. I can see where possibly we might want to think about doing some shock therapy with this person. From Medusa magazine, verbatim, okay? Verbatim for you. White women. It's time to do your part. Your white children reinforce the white supremacist society that benefits you. If you claim to be progressive, yet willingly birth white children by your own choice, you are a hypocrite. White women should be encouraged to abort their white children and use their freed up time and resources to assist women of color who have no other choice but to raise their children. Women of color are in need of financial and humanitarian resources. As this white supremacist society continues to imprison black fathers, women of color are forced to stand alone in their plight to raise the next generation of Americans. White women, instead of devoting your time and energy to white children, who will reinforce the struggles of women of color, how about asking women of color in what ways you can assist them in their self-liberation? How about adopting children of color who have lost their parents to the destructive white supremacist society that you have enabled and encouraged? I need to know what color the writer was. This is preceded by the usual tortured logic of victimology here. In a progressive society, it is often white families that stand in the way of equality and justice. Systemic white supremacy depends first and foremost on the white family unit. When white conquerors forcefully penetrated the indigenous egalitarian homeland of the native peoples of America, they were quick to replicate their white societies, initiating their parasitism by establishing white plantations headed by white fathers, submissive white mothers, and most critically, white children with full dominion over the enslaved and oppressed people of color who were forced to uphold these micro-fiefdoms. It's no surprise, then, that America's fascination with white family unit has gone hand-in-hand with a historical proliferation of white supremacy. After Bacon's Rebellion, white micro-fiefdoms thought it necessary to expand the definition of white family to encompass the entirety of white society, so as to coerce the working class to fight amongst itself based on racial lines. Whites are embedded from birth with a sense of common white identity, and this identity conditions them to replicate the white family unit, thus furthering the cycle of white supremacy in America. That is why the white family unit must be destroyed. Listen, all of you out there who've ever thought, I'd like to be a writer, or I would like to be a this, or I would like to be a that. Listen, if something like that can get published, I'm pretty sure anything that you could possibly come up with will get published, no matter how good or bad it may be. This is, there's another, you know, this is, is this genocide or is this racial suicide or what would we call this? What would we call this thing? This self-loathing. White women, it's your fault because you have babies. You should abort those babies and then go help women of color. Why can't we say black American? I mean, most of, you know, I know some genuine African Americans, and they are white and black, by the way. They're not just all black. But I know some genuine African Americans, and I don't have a problem calling them African American because they're from Africa. However, people that are from, you know, the upstate of South Carolina or Scranton, New Jersey, or, you know, Baltimore, Maryland, no, you're not. Because I don't get caught up in that identity politics. I'm more interested, if I have to use any sort of a descriptor to find you, for example, like if you're in some place and I'm trying to meet you, I may use, he's a black guy or a black woman. I'm not going to get out there and say the stunning African-American princess. Because you're probably not from Africa. You're just not. So, this, you know, if that doesn't stun you, I don't know what will. I really don't know what will. Somebody has written this because it, somebody's written this in this magazine because it has been deemed publishable. Some editor looked at this and said, okay, well, I don't have any problems with this. You know, First Amendment, right? Okay, okay. This is sort of a, is there such a thing as inciting to abort or to inciting to commit suicide? Getting out there and broadcasting genocide. This is the same thing. Listen, Antifa, we know you for exactly what you are. This is just like ISIS coming at us. Instead of being Christian, we're either Caucasian or Republican. Which, you know, getting out there and going after a bunch of Republicans, some of these guys are actually on your side. I don't know why you would do that. You know, you need to do a little more in-depth investigation. But getting out here and saying, well, white people, kill yourselves. Okay, yeah, that's gonna take us. I'm all in. Who's going to join me? Maybe I should get a Facebook page and a Twitter account. And these are the people that are tolerant, by the way. This is the tolerant left coming out. And they're tolerant, all right. They're willing to tolerate us as long as we just do whatever they want, which is not tolerance, by the way. That's servitude. They're not tolerating us. They're trying to put us in an indentured sort of position. I know the Secret Service is quite beleaguered, but one of their own the other day said something that you never say when you're in the Secret Service, and they're still letting her work. So that, when we get back, this is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
To you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. And, I mean, this is going to work in whatever environment you run it. If you apply it correctly, which it's not rocket science, trust me. Clean, lubricate, reassemble, you're there. You're gold. Frog Lube IQ goes up every time you do it. 5 points. 5 points each time. That means your guns are going to run, and that's what you want. Check them out at froglube.com. When I was in the military, and I know this is quaint, you know, prior to the 80s when I was in combat, there would be these things they called conscientious objectors. These would be guys that had to go. They had to go into the grass with everybody else, but they would not carry a weapon. Okay? But they had to go. People who did that were, they upheld their code. As far as I'm concerned, to a degree. I still have a couple of issues with, you know, if you were drafted and that's what you want to be, well, that's one thing. But there's a lot of people today, I think, in the military who get out there and say, I didn't sign up to go fight an unjust war. Well, you know, that's not really up to us in the military to decide what is and isn't just. Our job is to go over there and take care of business. So I admire people who have a code. There's a lot of jobs out there, like in law enforcement, where it's thankless. It's that some, for some reason, they expect you to have both a crystal ball and be able to read minds. And, you know, when you show yourself to be human, well, of course, just all kinds of stuff. Plus, being targeted, let's not forget that. Being a member of the Secret Service means you really have a code. I mean, you up to the point of, getting out there and saying, I will take a bullet for this president. Except in one case. Right now, the top management of the Secret Service is going surprisingly easy on a senior agent, one with daily managerial leadership responsibilities, who publicly proclaimed on Facebook last October that she would rather face jail time than take a bullet for Donald Trump, along with other posts opposing him. Trump derangement syndrome among the Praetorians is a mortal threat to the incumbent in the office of the commander-in-chief. So, her name is Carrie O'Grady. She wrote on Facebook, I don't know when, as a public servant for nearly 23 years, I struggle to not violate the Hatch Act, so I keep quiet and skirt the medium. To do otherwise can be a criminal offense for those in my position, despite the fact that I am expected to take a bullet for both sides. But this world has changed, and I have changed, and I would take jail time over a bullet or an endorsement for what I believe to be a disaster to this country and the strong and amazing women and minorities who reside here. Hatch Act be damned. I am with her. That's fine. Be with her all you like. Hatch Act can't be damned. Sorry, that's the law. That's the law. That's the job you're in. Hatch Act can't be damned. Sorry. She is the agent in charge of the Secret Service's Denver office. She suffered no severe disciplinary actions, even though other agents and officers have suffered severe disciplinary actions for allegations of similarly serious or lesser misconduct, according to multiple sources from the Secret Service community, and attorneys specializing in federal law enforcement, labor, and employment law. She continues to receive her salary, and she is moving towards the rich retirement package that awaits federal employees, allowing them extended vacations with no financial worries so long as they shall live. These are the people that are charged with protecting the president, the guy we put there. If they were serious about sending a message that agents may never allow their personal political views to affect their protective efforts on the behalf of their assigned responsibilities, there are serious actions that could have been taken despite the fact that Secret Service employees are federal workers with multiple layers of job protections and legal due process rights. No, they are not. They should not be. They have to be somewhere else beside that. Getting out there and giving them this set of criteria that they have to meet, and then saying, but at the end of the day, they're just, you know, they're just a GS-16 or something, whatever they call them. Normally, somebody like this would be put on unpaid administrative leave or something. they have to sit around for a year cooling their heels before anything is proven. It's very punitive. You know, it's they go for a year without making no money. Homeland Security Inspector Generals have investigated the charges and countercharges in the case. Bigley said of the client, her life has completely imploded. So, any attempts to earn income while the case remains in legal limbo can just jeopardize their Secret Service employment status as well as any retirement accrued. None of this happened to her. And these are also violations of the Hatch Act, which means she broke the law. From this, we get this. In operational security training, agents are warned against the use of social media because it can expose their personal information and their movements. That post triggered at least one complaint to the Secret Service, their sources added. O'Grady told the Examiner she took down the post just a couple of days after it was posted. Okay, well, we know how you feel, though. It got out there. The Internet is forever, stupid. Now, the demands of the Secret Service are at extreme levels as a stream of propaganda from Hollywood and Democrat politicians uses bloody images and violent rhetoric to suggest political violence may be justified. We've had one mass assassination attempt against Republican office holders, but the Secret Service is not doing what they could do to punish what amounts to a wink and a nod to lower levels that should the opportunity arise, it would be better to let the President of the United States die at the hands of an assassin than actually to discharge their sworn duties at the risk of injury. And unfortunately, that's not the job. That is not the job. And you don't get to pick the job. You don't get to change the job. That's the thing about the job. If you want to have a job where you change the parameters, then become self-employed. I don't think you can do that in law enforcement, but become self-employed. I don't know, maybe, you know, get a kiosk somewhere and sell things. Then you can change the rules all you like. But when you get out there and you take this oath and you have a law keeping you from violating that oath, it's just wrong that nothing has happened to her. She should have been made an example of. But we aren't, after all, talking about the deep state, aren't we? Yeah, so maybe that's some of this deep state nonsense in play. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a process. If you understand that, then you understand how to employ Frog Lube. It's a simple process. Clean, lubricate, reassemble. Works every time. Your Frog Lube IQ will go up. Check them out. Go to froglube.com and get yours today. I want to say this categorically. Whenever there is a shooting of any kind, the first thing I am most concerned about is who got hurt, what could have been done to prevent it, that kind of thing. I'm not really interested in a fabrication or a fantasy world where somebody snaps their fingers and poof, there's no more guns. Because guns are not the root here. So whenever the leftists do come out, especially, I remember when I was, here's another, I'm sorry about these old, all these old army stories, but one day I was in my last duty station, I was working for a first sergeant that was about 5 foot nothing. When he would get angry at me, he would walk around poking me, and I would have a series of circular fingertip bruises around my sternum height. So if you've ever seen me, you know he was pretty short. But this guy didn't care. This guy, he would stand up. He backed up his troops. One day, I was a training NCO, and one day I got a call from a guy saying that he was so-and-so sergeant major retired, but he was working for a collection agency now, and he was calling to speak to this one soldier, which in the Army, you cannot tell a soldier to pay a bill. You cannot force him to pay a bill. You can put him out for failure to do so, but you cannot, and it is a very rare occurrence when that happens. Well, my first sergeant got on that phone, and he told that sergeant major, said, you just called and spoke to one of my E5s, throwing your retired rank around. In case you didn't miss it, and I know it is the case, that's good for your pay, and that's about it. So don't ever call up here again saying you're so-and-so retired, using your position to try to impress people. So why do I bring this up? Well, here we have the Right Reverend Earl C. Johnson, Democrat, Minnesota, pastor. I don't know why we had to know he was a Democrat, but it makes sense. Pastor Shiloh Baptist Church, Scranton. Well, maybe it isn't Minnesota if he's in New Jersey. Anyway, I don't know what that means. D-men, whatever that means. I don't know. If you are a reverend and you know what D period M-I-N period means, call me and tell me, would you? I already got the indication that he is a D anyway. But here we get this from him. I give it to you ad nauseum verbatim. The recent shooting of Republican U.S. Representative Steve Scalise and four others, including two U.S. Capitol police officers, was a direct result of political anger. So was the awful shooting of former Representative Gabrielle Giffords and others. Well, no, Jared Lee Loeffner was a paranoid schizophrenic. He couldn't have told you the difference between a politic and a pot. But he continues on, because he's already been wrong so early in this, let's just keep on going. America is outpacing the rate of gun violence in recent years. From the look of things will not get any better because nothing has been said or done about it. But this say nothing, do nothing attitude by Congress is nothing new. When Lincoln was murdered by John Wilkes Booth, nothing significant was said or done about gun violence. Besides Lincoln, three other presidents have been murdered, James A. Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy. Two presidents were injured in attempted assassinations, Theodore Roosevelt and Ronald Reagan. A total of 14 congressional members have been killed in office, and six of them have died from gunshot wounds. 10 members of Congress have been wounded while in office. Again, nothing significant was done to protect these politicians, nor has anything significantly been done to protect American citizens from being victims of gun violence. The argument by the NRA has been to arm anyone who wants a gun, regardless of their mental state or their regard of human life. Yeah, that's why I back them. The organization is quick to proclaim that guns don't kill people, people do, which is equivalent to saying that hollow point bullets and some shotguns don't carry full metal jackets. Bullets do kill, and they don't have to be fired from a gun. What? Bullets do kill, and they don't have to be fired from a gun. This guy needs to go see a psychiatrist, or at least a physicist. He says his home is in North Carolina, although I work in Pennsylvania. That's quite the commute, Reverend. On the same day as the shooting in Washington and a shooting of five people in San Francisco, North Carolina's legislature passed a bill allowing individual gun owners to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. One would think North Carolina lawmakers could have waited until the dust settled before proposing this draconian bill. No godly person would conceive of doing this on the day of two mass shootings. Where is the moral outrage regarding gun violence? Why is there more gun violence in America than any other civilized nation? Where is the evangelical voice, the conservative and liberal voices that are called to be champions of these victimized by society? I got an idea, Reverend. Why don't you go to that mountain in Japan? Where they go to, it's near the foot of Mount Fuji. They go there to hang themselves. Why don't you go there and save some of them and tell me how that works? But he goes on and he says, and he quotes C.S. Lewis's essay, Why I'm Not a Pacifist. He states that Christians cannot rule out the possibility that Jesus' teachings do not prohibit protecting others. He ends by saying, we need sensible gun legislation. We need to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and those dealing with depression and mental illness and those who purchase because of the potential of a preconceived race riot. How do you do that, sir? How on earth would you propose doing that? Where did that come from? He says that African Americans, which, you know, I'm sure he knows plenty of them. I'd like to know where they come from. The Congo, Zimbabwe, where they come from. He said they're no more interested in a race riot than a fly hanging out in a spider's web. What they are concerned about is jobs, education, health care, the direction of this country, and putting food on the table. We need sensible background checks, and we need to rework the mindset of the NRA and Republicans and Democrats who support such antiquated laws. So I guess he watched A Clockwork Orange, and all of us are going to be sat in these theater chairs, and we're going to have our eyeballs pried open, and we're going to have some little dude putting some eye drops in it, and we're going to be forced to watch something till we get reworked. Whenever I read something from a guy like this, who's one, he's using his position, I'm a man of God. Well, you're not a very good one, because you're, you know, bullets don't need to be fired from a gun to kill people. Really? Full metal jackets coming out of shotguns. Really? Okay. Okay. At least you're consistent. You want shotguns taken out of that, too. Most of the time people fall back and say, just get a shotgun, even though it fires 8.36 caliber projectiles your way. But that's all, you know, hey, look, you know, I'm not trying to pick you apart or anything. We're going to end tonight by the reworking of gun control, because it's, I mean, they really are clutching at straws. They really are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. And this is the stuff developed by a Navy SEAL, Larry Lasky. Every time I get around him, I have to be careful how I talk to his wife, or he'll kill me with a napkin or a straw or something nearby. He's just that dangerous. And he wanted to design something that would work for troops out in the field where they need their weapons to run. And that was the genesis behind Frog Lube. Check them out at froglube.com. As we go away, we're looking at the repackaging of gun control. How can we possibly package it? And here we have something stating that kids are killing themselves with guns more often now than they ever have before. But the picture in the caption is of AR-15s and IWI Tavors, which, unless you have a very long arm, you cannot shoot yourself in the head with an AR-15. Not really practical. But you get what I'm saying. What they're doing here is we're trying to create feelings. Trying to create feelings. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. Suicide is up, I think, 20 or maybe it's in the teens. I'm not sure. But suicide with a gun is down about 6% across the board. Okay? To get out there, this is repackaging. What we're doing now is we're repackaging the argument of more children than ever now. You know, gun violence is the third leading cause of death for children, to now it's about suicide. And we get this. In 2013, suicide surpassed homicide as the third leading cause of death for kids in the U.S., a ranking it has retained ever since. How do I keep up with this? Do I need like a scorecard or something? I mean, just the other day it was gun violence, and now it's suicide. Which, suicide, by the way, is not gun violence. It's sad. It kills families. I mean, it leaves so many questions. But it is not gun violence. Suicide is not violence of any kind. It's a violent end to that sad soul. And there is no moral ground, no moral high ground for suicide, whether you shoot yourself or you hang yourself or take pills or jump in front of a train or any of that stuff. Whoever you leave behind, if you do that, they're going to question themselves for the rest of their lives. They're going to be haunted by it. I mean, I can't imagine where you go to. What kind of a dark place do you go to where you think, that's a smoking hot idea. I think I'll try it. I'm excited just being a part of it. Here's what we get. The recession that began in 2007 is one reason suicide rates rose in the late 2000s and early 2010s. Guns are another. For 2002 to 2007, rates of firearm suicides among kids were falling. From 2007 to 2014, that figure increased 60% and is now the highest it's ever been, according to a study published recently in Pediatrics. This is some conflation of data, which they're using here, and they're repackaging everything out there to create within you this idea that if you have a child and you have a gun, that you're going to accidentally allow themselves to kill themselves. However, what we have found among gun owners is that gun owners with small children have gun safes. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I guess the whole part where they were trying to say, you know, last week it was gun violence. And this is where we're out there saying, well, these 13-year-olds, they're getting killed by guns now, especially if they're black. They have a 58% chance they're going to die by a gun. Well, you know, let me give you a little bit of a categorical breakdown, if I can. The biggest nationality represented in inner-city gangs is Hispanic. Followed closely by black, and then followed closely by white. Now, why is it that the Hispanics are not leading in homicide? Why is that? Why, I mean, is it because they have less of a competition? I mean, I hate to tell you this. If some little kid comes diddy-bopping up to me, and he's wearing the Crips colors, and he's picking his teeth with the front sight post, telling me to give him everything I've got. If I get the drop on him and he pulls his weapon up and takes aim, I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to perforate him. I'm going to shoot him till he goes down. I'm going to think about Sergeant Tremans or Cremans, whatever his name was. I'm going to shoot him till he goes down. Because there, you know, there's no asterisks that make things okay. Well, he was killed, but it was the child. Child killed him, so, you know, he took the moral high ground and allowed the child to kill. No. That's not happening. Suicide is treatable if you can catch them. Depression is treatable if you can catch them. But we don't have psychiatric treatment in the United States today. We have pills. And, you know, to be honest with you, I have no idea what criteria a physician and physicians, just general physicians, will prescribe these pills. They will prescribe pills for depression, for sleeplessness, for all these things. You don't even get to go see a psychiatrist. You don't even get a referral. And then if you go get a referral to them, when you get there, all they're going to do is talk to you a minute, and they're going to say, well, how was your week? How'd you feel about that? Okay, take this book of prescriptions, go get them all filled out, and take them all at one time. Because I've been there when they issue the booklets. I have literally spent hundreds of dollars for one visit and gone back to the same guy the next, and he gave me the same prescriptions the next week. hey, I just got these filled. How many pills should we be taking here? I mean, are we trying to cure ourselves or just die due to the weight gain from all these pills? So if we were to actually treat mental illness, we might go a little ways towards stopping some of these suicides. But somebody who is truly suicidal, and look, if somebody tries to kill themselves with a gun and they don't succeed, maybe that's a good time to try to intervene. If they try to kill themselves anyway, maybe that's a good time to try to intervene. But if you don't, and if you're just giving them pills, well, read the tea leaves. We have gone so far away from mental health treatment that it's not even funny anymore. It's just pills. It's just pills now. That's the treatment protocol, pills. It'll end in EX or, you know, AL or something like that. And take it. And then if you ever stop taking it, who knows what you turn into then? Who knows what you become? How is it that you can take a drug like Chantix? People, I want to quit smoking. Take Chantix. Isn't that one of the drugs where you might kill yourself? What's the point of quitting smoking if you're going to kill yourself? Don't you want to quit smoking in order to live a better life? How is it a better life to take a drug that might make you kill yourself? See, if I could speak faster, I could get a lot of voiceover work for those things where they're giving out the disclaimers. Have you noticed the disclaimers for some of these drugs that are big national, big pharma drugs? It takes 10 seconds of somebody speaking at three times the normal speed to get all of the disclaimer in. Gun controllers want gun control at any cost, even if it means lying through their teeth, which is nothing new. That's nothing new. Fake news is what we specialize in when you are a Second Amendment advocate. So tomorrow night it'll be Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. The world according to Second Call Defense. Between now and then, remember this, it has never, ever, ever, ever been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.